74. Wayne floated. Floated someplace high. Damn, was that the planet itself beneath him? It was a sphere, as everyone said. He'd always hoped maybe it would be like donut-shaped or something, to throw the smart folks for a loop. Felt kind of strange to be all the way up here in the darkness. He leaned forward and felt a disorientation, like he should be falling. He was woozy, unsteady. Huh. Who'd have thought being dead would be so much like being drunk? He could write a whole damn book of scripture about that, he could. A figure hovered next to him. Vast. His robes like the infinite colors of creation, his essence seeming to expand into the darkness of space itself. But at his core, he had the appearance of a bald, kindly terraceman.
"Hey, God," Wayne said. "How's, creation? Time and space? Reality? You know, things?"
"Good," Harmony replied. "Because of you."
"Now wait," Wayne said. "I ain't gonna be a ghost, am I?"
"No. You were invested when you died, so you will persist a short time, but will soon join the beyond."
"Good, good."
"You don't find that idea concerning?"
"Hell no," Wayne said. "I already done gone and died. That was the part that I worried would hurt."
He gaped down at the planet below.
"It's so big."
"Yes, Wayne," Harmony said. "I realize that a person might become intimidated seeing all this, recognizing the vastness of what they've lived upon. It is a lot to take in, I think. It can make a person feel small, insignificant, and..." Wayne grinned.
"And I saved the whole damn thing."
Harmony paused. "Well, I suppose you did. With some help from Maracy and Waxillium." Harmony gestured toward a red haze swirling away from the planet, as if in a funnel, vanishing into the distance. Wayne felt something from it, an angry sort of respect, begrudging. Her avatar had been defeated, and so Autonomy withdrew her touch from the planet.
"Is that it, then?" Wayne asked.
"For now," Harmony said. "She was overextending to try to bring us down quickly, I think. Telson and the Set's failure is an enormous setback, and Maracy was quick to collapse the portal to this planet. My vision returns, and I will try to take care I am not blindsided again."
"You sound afraid," Wayne said, cocking his head.
"Nervous," Harmony said, his expression distant. "I can see pieces moving in the Cosmere, aligning, pointed at us. We are not free of their influence, but we have time now, time to prepare, thanks to you, Wayne."
"Me," Wayne said. "I saved the whole damn world. I'm probably the best constable who ever Ruston lived."
"I suppose," Harmony said, "that Vin, Elland, and the others weren't constables."
"Wax ain't never saved the whole world, and most of the others in the Octon Constabulary, they couldn't save a coupon for free beer even when I gave it to them. Stupid Condra giraffe man. Wayne, the best corner in the whole damn world. Ha! Eat that, Reddy! Eat it with hot sauce and cry!"
Wayne felt something happening as he said it, though. A kind of stretching feeling. Like he was being pulled somewhere. Somewhere warm?
"Before you go," Harmony said, "is there anything you would like to know? I'm not truly omniscient, but my knowledge far surpasses that of mortals. Some have a final question for me before they go. Have you such a request, Wayne?"
"Huh. Any question?" That was a hard one. He pondered a moment.
"So," he said, "before she left, Milan told me that I was the best lay she ever had. And I was wondering..."
"Wayne," God interrupted, "what is it Renette always says to you?
Try dodging this.
The other thing.
Don't ruin the moment by being all skeevy.
Yes, that one.
Right, Wayne said, nodding. Good point. You're smart. Maybe even as smart as Renette. Suppose that makes sense and all.
He continued to think, though that stretching sensation, it was getting stronger. What could he ask? What? Then he grinned. That was perfect.
I'm going to assume Wax and them will be fine, Wayne said. You already promised that, so I ain't going to waste a question on them. And you can't trick me into doing so. You'll take care of them. I know you will.
To the best of my ability, Harmony said.
Good. Then tell me this, God, Wayne said, pointing at him. Was that the biggest damn explosion a person ever made?
Harmony raised an eyebrow.
That's your last question? Your final request of God before you pass into eternity?
Hell yes. Figure now that I'm dead, I'll get the other answers right soon. You ain't gonna trick me into asking a useless question, so tell me, was it?
Harmony smiled.
Ah, Wayne, I suppose that most other things that could rival it, like the detonations of the Ashmonts, would be categorized as acts of God. Therefore, I declare that it is. Yes, Wayne, you exploded yourself in the biggest damn explosion a person has ever made in the history of our planet.
Make sure Steris knows, Wayne said, grinning. She's always complaining about my exploding things. This time I saved her hide by doing it. Plus, I made the explosion smaller. That's gonna break her brain. I made it smaller, and it was still the biggest one whatever was.
He felt himself really going now. So he held out a hand to God, who, smiling, shook it.
I knew you'd glow, Wayne said with a wink.
With that, Wayne stretched into another place, into another time. He stretched into the wind and into the stars, and all endless things.